Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover the resignation of Organon CEO Kevin Ali following an internal investigation tied to Nexplanon sales, GSK's $357 million agreement with Cindivia to expand its antibody drug conjugate portfolio, and new guidance from the American College of Surgeons classifying obesity as a treatable condition. Organon has announced that CEO Kevin Ali will resign following an internal investigation related to its contraceptive implant, Nexplanon. While the company did not disclose specific findings, the board stated that leadership changes are necessary to restore confidence and ensure compliance with corporate ethics standards. The company's chief financial officer will serve as interim CEO, while the board initiates a search for a permanent successor. Analysts say the leadership shakeup could pose short-term uncertainty for Organon, but may also allow for a reset as the company works to stabilize its women's health business and investor sentiment. In deal-making news, GSK has entered into a $357 million exclusive agreement with Cindivia to develop next-generation antibody drug conjugates. The partnership grants GSK global rights to Cindivia's linker payload platform, designed to improve the precision and tolerability of ADC therapies. The deal reinforces GSK's growing commitment to oncology innovation and positions it to compete more aggressively in a field currently dominated by companies like Daiichi Sankyo, AstraZeneca, and Seagen. Industry observers see the collaboration as part of a larger wave of investment in targeted oncology modalities expected to define the next decade of cancer treatment. And in clinical policy developments, the American College of Surgeons, ACS, has officially recognized obesity as a treatable condition, emphasizing that both pharmacological and surgical interventions should be considered part of comprehensive care. The organization's new statement calls for the removal of stigma surrounding obesity management and greater collaboration between healthcare providers and payers to improve access to effective therapies. Experts say the ACS's position could help accelerate reimbursement for anti-obesity medications and bariatric procedures, potentially reshaping how insurers and clinicians approach long-term metabolic health. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.